And let's not forget the shareholders, right, who want to maximize their profits by keeping Chinese customers happy.
Then on the other side, you have to worry about China, the Chinese government, then there are Chinese companies and Chinese consumers. And Scott says it is when we turn our attention to Chinese consumers that things get especially delicate.
Chinese nationalism is very strong. And so companies that have made outward public statements have to be prepared for the blowback from that, because the companies that have made statements to that effect have had major issues with the Chinese consumer.
Take Intel. The United States put sanctions in place over China's treatment of its Uyghur minority. And this winter, Intel followed the sanctions. It sent a letter to its suppliers telling them it wouldn't use labor or services or goods from the Xinjiang region. The letter went viral on Chinese social media. Chinese consumers were angry. This famous singer, Carrie Wong, spoke out against Intel, saying, quote, "National interests came first."
This was a big problem for Intel, which makes billions of dollars in China. It was so bad that Intel deleted the original statement from its website and issued an apology. And this past spring, Adidas had a similar situation. It said it was going to stop buying cotton and other raw materials from the region, and boom, it got hit with a boycott from Chinese consumers. But Scott says the risk of upsetting Chinese Olympic fans also goes way beyond the risk of alienating customers.
Given the role of Chinese manufacturing in the global marketplace, this is not just a consumption issue, it's a manufacturing issue. So it is in many ways a no-win situation for companies that take a stance